The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 61. Win-win scenarios. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 61.
大邦者下流，天下之聘。
The big states lie on the lower reaches of the rivers. These are places for the female of the world, places where the world converges. The female invariably overcomes the male by being still. And in stillness, she takes the lower position.
故大邦以下小邦，则取大邦；小邦以下大邦，则取大邦。故或下以取，或下而取。 大邦不过欲兼畜人，小邦不过欲入士人。夫两者各得所欲，大者宜为下。So,
if a big state stays below a small state, it wins over the small state. If a small state stays below a big state, it wins over the big state. Whether they stay below in order to win, or whether they stay below and win, all the big state wants is to incorporate the other. All the small state wants is to partner with the other. Since both can get what they want, it is better for the bigger state to take the lower position. In this verse, Lao Tzu is dipping into foreign affairs, and once again, the concept of non-doing comes to the fore. He makes the analogy with the female, whose power very often is exercised by humility and submission. Taking such a humble position in no way lessens her power. He draws parallels with big and small states. Either side could conquer by conflict, or they could take a more humble approach and work together to get what they both want. Lao Tzu is playing with the concept of no win, zero sum, and win-win scenarios. This is game theory, millennia before it was invented. He's already recognized that conflict between states could simply lead to a lot of misery, and at the end of the day, no real gain. Better to stay humble, develop cordial relations, give and take a little, and create a win-win situation. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.